Daily Thought, though, first. Simon Colster, Dr. Simon Colster from Botley, with us all this week, describing himself as a scientist and a Christian. And he popped in earlier to record his thought for Tuesday.
Good morning. Earlier this month, it was announced that Lord Rees, the Astronomer Royal and recent president of the Royal Society, had been awarded the £1 million Templeton Prize for making exceptional contributions to affirming life's spiritual dimension. This quickly provoked a vitriolic response from well-known atheist scientists such as Richard Dawkins and Harry Kroto, the latter referring to spirituality as congenital wishful thinking. However, interestingly, as I've been following the story over the last couple of weeks, I've actually found more articles critical of Dawkins and Kroto than articles surprised that a famous scientist finds spirituality important. I think this is because people are beginning to tire of the rhetoric that says science and spirituality are opposites or incompatible. I'm a scientist who happens to think that science is one of the most important activities that humans engage in. However, I do not think it provides the only lens through which we see life. Take, for instance, the recent earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Science provides excellent explanations for why these natural disasters happen, and indeed why they must happen in order for there to be life on this planet. Science can even get a certain distance in explaining a bit about the human tragedy, perhaps why people live in such places, and why we react the way we do when disaster strikes. However, seeing a disaster just in terms of plate tectonics, fluid dynamics, sociology or psychology seems cold and callous. Yes, of course, the rationality provided by science is important. However, when faced with unspeakable human tragedy, we need the comfort and hope provided by faith, religion and spirituality far more than we need any textbook of physics.
Simon Colster with our Daily Thought. Thank you, Simon. Back again at the same time tomorrow morning.